pleased with a win. You know, Ken's such a tough player that, you know, I knew I'd have to play quite well. I mean, I missed a few balls, but I feel quite good out there, and I think, you know, I played all right in general. The conditions were a little bit difficult, but, you know, just happy to get through.
I mean, obviously against Ken, it's always a tricky battle, isn't it, given what he's achieved? I mean, he's such a wily old competitor.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, I'd say the cushions were a bit lively today, so it does sort of take the sort of safety and tactical aspect out of it if you're not really too sure what's going to happen when it's hitting the cushions. They're a little bit inconsistent today, which, you know, I mean, we both sort of suffered for it, but it does make things difficult when it's like that, even though it's the same for both players. But it's sort of just trying to get used to playing. It's the first time I've ever played out there, actually, since it's been like this. So it's a bit.
You're not used to being in the back.
Well, no, listen, I'm not saying I shouldn't have been at the back. It was just a situation that it's the first time I've been there. So it takes a bit of getting used to compared to the front bit. But yeah, it was okay. The table was okay, apart from, you know, the cushions have been a little bit inconsistent. And, you know, it does make, it's the same for both players, but it does make a difference sometimes if someone gets a good bounce or someone doesn't, you know. But yeah, it obviously went for me, so I'm happy with that.
John Higgins was just saying in his press conference that actually the longer format, even though all the top players would prefer just to come straight in a few rounds later, actually can sometimes give you that chance to play your way into a bit of form. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, it does. I mean, that's what the tournament winners do. They get a little bit better as the tournament goes on. That's normally what happens with them. You have to ask John about that. I wouldn't know. But I think from watching on the telly, that's what normally happens.
You're a semi-finalist here in the past.
I was a semi-finalist, and then I'll play crap and go home. So no, yeah, I think that's what you've got to do. You've seen it before when people start off playing really, really well. It's difficult to sort of extend it. So just gradually improve as the tournament goes on. I think that's the best way to do. And like I say, compared to the formats we have at the moment, best of 11 is quite a long match. So I know a lot of them would have preferred the best of 70, but I could understand why Barry done it. You know, they were saying the crowd want to see a result in that day, and I could understand that, to be honest, even though it didn't go down too well with a lot of the players.
In terms of now your next round opponent, I mean, I think Steve Maguire or Jamie Cobert, I guess, yeah. Maguire would be the favourite for that one.
Yeah, he'd be a favourite. I mean, I watched a little bit against Jim. I thought Jimmy played some good stuff the other night, and Steve, I didn't watch the last frame, but obviously done well to win in the end. And listen, Jamie's still dangerous. You know, he could give, if it on his day, he can beat anybody. So, yeah, obviously Stephen's favourite, but it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world if Jamie won that.
As you say, I mean, obviously Jamie Cobert's had problems, hasn't he, with, I suppose, the equivalent of the snooker yips and other problems. And, you know, he was a very good player many years ago, he still is at times, but I suppose you would be expected to beat him if you did play him.
Well, I mean, I'd probably be slight favourite going on ranking position, but, you know, a lot of it's all on the day and who. You know, I say on his day, Jamie, top player, he's been in a couple of finals, I think. So, like I said, he's had his problems with health. I'm not sure how he is at the moment. I haven't really sort of spoke to him about it. But he's obviously playing half-decent stuff. So, yeah, I don't really mind. Obviously, if I played Jamie, I'll probably be a slight favourite. And Stephen, I'll be a slight underdog. But it's all on the day. Who plays better on the day? You know, who scores well and, you know, sort of makes less mistakes than the other guy, really. Normally what happens. So.
Do you think Maguire, after getting through, and he said he was very lucky to get across the line against Jimmy, who had a chance in that final friendly side, do you think he'll feel as if, you know, he's almost got out of jail going in, you know, and now he's through again, so almost the pressure goes off him a little bit?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it can happen. I was obviously talking to Barry. I'm sharing an apartment with Barry this week, and obviously
Barry Hawkins.
Yeah, should have lost, really. I mean, he should definitely have, you know, had a chance, big chance to lose. I mean, Andy was a bit unlucky in that match, and he sort of feels like he's free rolling, and I mean, he's one of the favourites, as is Stephen, to win a tournament anyway. But maybe with that thing, possibly could have been out. Maybe take a little bit of pressure off, perhaps, and think, well, maybe it'd be my week.
I suppose the only disappointment there, Jimmy Robertson didn't get through, so he said he wishes you all the best. You're flying the flag for Bexhill.
Yeah, well, you know, he's done all right, Jimmy. He's improving now. He sort of stood still for a little while, and he's done quite well in China. Got to send him to the PTC and then done well in the international. I think he beat Barry, actually, in that, and last 16, I think he got to. So he's starting to get some regular results, a little bit more consistent. But he's a player, trust me. You know, he gets me picking the balls out all day sometimes. So he's very, very dangerous, and nice to see him. You know, he's not going mad, but he's gradually getting improving a little bit and getting a few more results, which he should be getting as far as I'm concerned.